was searched, and my mother was dragged out to my cradle with radars when I was in the street. Books, photo albums, and even some clothes were thrown into a fire which was already set up outside of our home. The very scene still appears so beautiful. It is very similar to one of the scenes in Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, showing many youths throwing books into a huge fire. Later on, we moved to another town when I was 6. On the day we moved there, I witnessed bloodshed due to fights between groups of people who held different. I even saw tombs were dug open in nearby fields, and the skeletons were exposed. This is just a glimpse of how chaotic it was during Chinese Cultural Revolution. When I started attending school, I was taught that we were evolved from apes, because apes, over the years, then human. However, I was told by my parents, who were seminary school students prior to the church closure by Chinese government in 1954, that we were created by God. Jesus was our Savior, and Jesus loved us. It was very difficult for me to comprehend the different teachings at that age. However, I trusted my parents of what they taught me. So I questioned the teachers why apes did not evolve to human anymore, and why we did not provide the environment for apes and force them to work so they can evolve and become human faster. Of course, the teachers were not very happy that they couldn't have a good answer for me. And I felt that I knew more than teacher. This type of thinking started sinking in, and the arrogance gradually surfaced in me. When China opened its door to Western, my uncle, who was a pastor of a Chinese church in Minnesota, asked someone from his church to bring Bibles and hymns to us when she visited China in 1977. I received a New Testament with Psalms in tiny print, smaller than my palm. I read it every day, and Christmas stories I was told before became so real. What I enjoyed reading most was Romans, since I was into logics during that time. I admired Paul's clear thinking and strong arguments. It was so exciting to read how Paul proved his point, starting listing of 21 types of sin. That's recorded in Romans chapter 1, 29 through 31. That human being committed to all those 21 sins that human being committed, and to all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's recorded in Romans 3:23. And the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Then he pointed a way out. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. I fully agree with Paul, but it never occurred to me that I was one of the sinners. On the contrary, I consider myself as a pretty righteous person. Just to justify my self-righteousness, I even created a list such as I never cheated on homework and tests. I was a straight A student, a good son, and classmates' parents would love to have me as their kids' best friend. I did not steal money from others, etc., etc. I was in such a self-justifying righteous state to a degree that arrogance was so deeply rooted even into my own bones. That's a Chinese way of saying. until when I was about 17 years old, God committed me through His Word, ironically, the same Romans. Romans 3:10 states that there's no one righteous, not even one, which is quoted from Psalms 14:3 and 8:3. There's just 7:20. After I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I faced with more challenges and the difficult decisions later on. One instance is whether I should profess my faith in the application form or when I apply for college, since it is required for the applicants or students apply for schools. And I also state the religion on the application form back in China at that time. Back then, if I did, the chance for me to accept it by school would be zero. I thought about not to fill it in, just leave the religion part blank. But my inner vision told me it was not right. It was equivalent to lying. So I wrote it down as Christian. But long story short, I was not accepted by any college, but God is faithful. He taught me to be patient and trust Him alone, as it is written in Psalms 37:7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be now on your own and sin. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Thanks be to God. He brought me to the United States in 1986 with a green card in hand. My life seemed to change for good. My future was so bright. The sky was the only limit for opportunities. I completed both undergrad and graduate school. My job market was pretty tough. I had trouble to find a job that fit for my education background. In January 1993, I had an opportunity to interview with Rockwell Corporation in Chicago. I felt that it was a perfect fit. The hiring manager told me he would let me know their decision after 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, no answer, so I called. Then I was told that they needed another 2 weeks to decide. So I waited for another 2 weeks, then I called again. Once again, they needed more time. This went on for another 2 months. During that time, I rejected some job offers, as I was so stubborn and determined to wait for Norfolk's answer. Also during that time, I felt so lonely and discouraged. My daily devotion was just a routine. I often used the Psalm 43:5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God, as a reminder. But it did not help much. It seemed that God did not listen to my prayer at all, until on the day of April 9th, that year, more than 3 months after the interview. While I was still going through my routine daily devotion, a verse lit up my spiritual eyes. It is from Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. My heart filled with joy and guilt at the same time. I immediately knelt down, confessed my lacking of faith, and praised the Lord for the wonderful gift that he had prepared for me on my big birthday. April 9th is my birthday. The gift God gave me was his promise. God is truly faithful. As it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. 1 month later, I received an offer package from Northrop HR for the position that I applied. One year later, between Christmas and New Year, during Northrop's plant shutdown, I was able to help out at a Chinese Christian conference founded by my late uncle, who was a pastor. There, I met a beautiful, lovely Jenny. God brought us together, and the rest is history. As Christians, we experience various trials because it is part of the sanctification process that God prepared for us. So we will be more like Jesus. For those of you who have not accepted Jesus as your Lord yet, I encourage you to humbly seek the Creator of the universe and to take a leap of faith by accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is faithful and worthy of